So we've made it to the Hume Highway, and already discovering the first interesting part is that when you set your GPS for the most direct, as in shortest route, it doesn't necessarily send you the way you want to go when you want to take the Brindabella Road. It gave us a turn off on from the Sturt Highway onto another road, which was interesting because I'd set it for the shortest journey in kilometres, and then as soon as we went past that turn off, the remaining journey shortened by 4 kilometres. So I'm not quite sure how this is all going to work out. It's actually at the moment telling us not to go to Tumut. At least we're on the Hume Highway and we know where we are. Still plenty of chance to get lost. So after arriving at Tumut and putting up with the GPS going bong, 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 I decided to reprogram it at this point to see what it says. And it's rather fascinating. Again, showing why you don't just depend on machines here. It's still saying the fastest and indeed the easiest way is to go back down to the Hume Highway, up around through Yass and back down through Canberra to Western Creek. And that's a 203-kilometre journey. It does, however, say the economical journey is 140 kilometres and the shortest journey, which I am assuming that it's 115 kilometres taking the Brindabella Road. What's fascinating is that it actually says the fastest journey is 2 hours and 9 minutes, the economical journey is 1 hour 54 minutes, and the shortest journey is 2 hours and 2 minutes. So economical and shortest are actually, according to the machine, they're actually faster than the fastest journey. Something's not quite right. Anyway, we're going to plough on. It is getting a little bit cloudy, but it's not certainly dark cloud. So fingers crossed, things will continue to be okay.
Turn right, Lee Jasper Road. Continue 2.7 kilometres.
Okay, here we go. We've got...
Continue 25 kilometres.
A bit of dirt coming up, 75.5 k's to destination. And here's the dirt. We're up in the high country, beautiful day. Interesting to see what the condition of the dirt's like. So far it's relatively smooth. Oh, might have spoken a little bit too soon. Oh, 42 k's of this. Well, it's been about, I guess, 20 k's of dirt road now. I don't mind a bit of dirt road driving now and again. And from when I've been able to sneak a glance, the scenery is quite nice. There's lots of forest. You're really driving through forest. It's great. However, it is made considerably less enjoyable by the number of signs we've gone past saying logging trucks use this road. And that sort of, as we've got a rather tight bend coming up here, it sort of takes the enjoyment out of it, because even though we haven't yet seen a logging truck, you don't know what's around the bend and you really have no way of seeing, because the trees are right up to the edge of the road. We haven't seen one yet, despite the fact that I'm in a regular sedan. The speed limit here is 60 and I've been able to do 60 or close to it for, well, the first 20 k's. About the halfway point, we'll see how the second half goes.
Continue 18 kilometres.
We've just crossed the border into the ACT. Net number of logging trucks spotted, 0. Two skippies, one eagle, which was feasting on the remains of a third skippy, and one dead wombat. Some really stunning scenery. It is a very, very deceptive drive, though. You think you're through about the worst of it, and then you get onto a bit of sealed road. You think that's great. When you get to the Goodra Digby River, that's when you get the seriously winding part. But so far so good. And there it is, you come round a bend, 31 kilometres to Western Creek, and oh, we're back on solid road. Nice. I'll tell you one thing, if you can find the schedule for when they're grading the road, the last 10 k's or so were graded and recently rolled. Very good dirt road, which was a nice way to finish it up. Anyway, very much on the downhill run into Canberra now.